Fujimori's mass force sterilization program is one of only two such national programs known in the entire world since the end of World War II. And yes, guess what? It received big money from the U.S. government. Our friends at USAID helped underwrite it. $35 million. Plus, you don't think these USAID, who we nailed. Of course, that's just a USAID is just the fancy word for the Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Defense, blah, 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 blah. State Department, black bag, cutouts, cover-ups. We nailed giving Fauci's buddy, Daszak, much, much more than Fauci gave him. It makes what Fauci's NIH gave EcoHealth Alliance, who funded this mayhem in Wuhan. It makes that look like somebody asked a dude for a light. Hey, you got a light? The light being what Fauci gave. Meanwhile, the rest of the government gave this Daszak guy an entire fucking humidor of Cuban cigars, etc. I mean, it's insane how much money. We've picked that apart. It wasn't even that hard. Talk to the right people, do the right research. Of course, a lot of it was laundered to EcoHealth Alliance through educational institutions, etc. And all Fauci's buddies, so. And USAID. Their oily, fat little fingerprint all over that as well. Just like every other fucking scheme all over the globe. Just like Hillary Clinton when she took control of the purse strings of USAID as Secretary of State. What she did with it was egregious. And we've talked about it previously on the Thomas Paine podcast. We won't get into it now. We don't have enough time. So Fujimori, the Peruvian, previously Peruvian strongman, funded by the U.S. government, happy to take away the ability for over 300,000 women to give birth, etc. That's the same government that you're sticking up for and saying won't fuck you over, won't do the same to you. What do you think this is about? Why do you think they want so many people to take this? What could it be about? Do the math. You probably have to go no further than Peru. And Mr. Fujimori and his story to understand what the fuck is going on here. Well, I mean, you know, what the hell do I know? I'll tell you what I know. I know my history. I know my history. And that is a weapon in itself now. There's so many stupid people out here that don't understand anything because they don't take the time. It's just like anything else in life. Kids, if you're listening, if you're up listening, especially you little bastards that should be in bed. This is a family show, for fuck's sake. I apologize for targeting the kids. You got to put the time in, children. You have to put the time in. Anything in life. If you want to get something out of it, if you want to excel, you got to put the time. There's no shortcuts. Hey, believe me, I tried them all. I tried every fucking shortcut. They don't work. They work for a little bit. They work for a little bit, you know. You can get by on a shortcut. At the end of the day, the rubber meets the road. You got to put the time in. You got to make the investment. That's what makes the donuts, folks. Young kids out there. I mean, just take, for instance, this guy right here. Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, you listen to Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing, with Mark Knopfler and Sting on backup vocals. Money for nothing, chicks for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on your MTV. Right? You don't do anything, right? The song came along, by the way, just a quick example. Mark Knopfler was in a department store. They were looking at televisions and they They had MTV playing on like 20 different TVs. You know, when you used to go shopping for TVs, they had one station on all the monitors. And there was some dude standing there that worked in the store saying, look at these guys. Get the money for nothing. They get their chicks for free. That ain't working. He went back and wrote the song. It seems like you want to be a rock star. Everybody wants to be a rock star. Nobody wants to put the time into practice. You got to grind it out. You know when people are playing guitar? You know when people are playing drums, bass, singing? What separates the great ones like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dire Straits and things like that? What separates them? Work ethic. Sure, there's talent. Talent's cheap. I learned that from my old man. Talent is fucking cheap. Talent means nothing to me. When I coach kids of all ages. I don't give... Look, give me a kid with talent that I could work with, right? Who gives a shit? Other than that, talent's worthless. Will, W-I-L-L, will beats skill, plain and simple. Talent's nothing. There are plenty of people out here with talent that are mediocre, that'll never amount to anything, because they don't have the work ethic. So you got to put in the fucking time. And that time is learning your world. Cartography, right? Map making. Make your own map. Understand how we've gotten here as a society. Understand schemes. Understand corruption. Understand human rights abuses, human rights violations all over the place. And you start to paint yourself a pretty good map. Make your own map of where you think things are going now and how you can get around these very dangerous waypoints. The dude standing there saying, these dudes ain't working. They get their money for nothing, chicks for free. No idea. The hours upon hours upon hours it took to get there. The breaks, the sacrifices. But you got to put the time in to put yourself in a position to even be there. And then you need some breaks on top of that as well. That's my lesson for the day, kids. You should take it to heart because you're up against it, especially you folks. You 20-somethings, you teens. And they're listening to the show. I don't know why your parents allow you to listen to this, some of you teenagers. One lady said, you know, you were doing so well not swearing for a number of episodes. And then I had my grandkid in the car on the way to school and they said, hey, Thomas Paine really dropping the F-bombs today. I said, what the fuck are you letting the grandkids listen to this for? Well, they like what you have to say. I said, well, that's good, but F words, I mean, big deal. The swearing thing seems to really bother me. I don't care. We have serious problems. You can't put lace curtains on a dumpster. Let's just call it like it is, okay? So look no further than Alberto Fujimori, the Peruvian strongman, to understand what the hell is going on. And you can't have an Alberto Fujimori without the U.S. money. And you can't have a Wuhan without the U.S. money. Do the math. I got to spell this out for you. You're fucking smart people, man. You understand what's going on. We don't even have to talk about it. That's the beauty, especially on our platforms. We don't talk about these. We understand what's going on here, what happened. You're months and years ahead of other people. God bless you. Really empowers you in many different ways. Now, what the hell else is going on here? Well, we played some clips. We're going to play some mailbag later. We have a hell of a show tonight, man. I can feel it in my bones. Let's do a follow-up that we did yesterday. You can't even make this stuff up, some of the news that's come out. We talked about our buddy, Special Agent Richard Trask. Is that his name? Richard Trask. Wasn't that the name of the headmaster in Son of a Woman? that was trying to kick Charlie out of prep school? I'll tell you what, Mr. Trask. Lieutenant Colonel Slade lighting up Mr. Trask. Well, now the courts are lighting up Mr. FBI agent, special agent, Richard Trask. Of course, he's the FBI dummy at the center of the Gretchen Whitmer kidnap scheme setup investigation trial. And we reported yesterday that he is charged with assaulting his wife, which made me automatically think Trask must have gone off the reservation and pissed off Ray. And now they're hanging him out to dry. I talked to some people today and they said, hey, you might be onto something there, but stuff's still shaking out. So we'll wait for it to shake out a little further. But intelligence has come out today and I just had a chuckle. Because if they are throwing him under the bus, they're fucking throwing him under the bus. And we'll explain it. Perhaps better than anybody else ever could on this particular topic, given the work I've done personally for the FBI. Stick around a couple minutes. You might get a little eye-opener. The FBI agent at the center of the investigation into the plot to kidnap. Look, they said it again. The Detroit News said, kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. When was that ever established? Were they going to kill her? If you're going to kill her, why would you kidnap her? What do you need to kidnap her for? It's one or the other. I mean, isn't it? If you're a bad guy, right? Why would you kidnap and kill her? Wouldn't it be just easier to cut out the middleman? Doesn't even make any sense. You go to the trouble of kidnapping her. There was never any plot to kill her. It was just a scheme by the FBI. Let's go grab her. We'll put her on trial. Well, whatever they were going to do. It was never going to happen anyhow because these dopes dreamt it all up in the Justice Department. Well, it turns out that FBI agent Trask, according to the news and law enforcement, is accused of smashing his wife's head against a nightstand and choking her out after a dispute stemming from their attendance at a swingers party. This was released in court records. Special Agent Trask, 39, of Kalamazoo. He put the zoo in Kalamazoo. Affidavit filed by the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office said Trask's wife had bloody lacerations to the right side of her head and blood all over her chest, clothing, arms, and hand, as well as severe bruising to her neck and throat. This is a real man. The FBI should be proud of this guy. Fuck out of here. Well, the FBI basically treats their own female agents the same way, for the most part, so there's no surprise. She told police that her and her husband had several drinks at a swingers party held at a hotel, 2700 block, South 11th Street. Why don't they just give the phone number, too? If you want to go there, it's a 2700 block of South 11th Street and Oshtemo Township. And the website is www.fbiswingerparty.com. Thank you, Detroit News, for letting people know where they can score several drinks and hang out with FBI deadbeats with no pants. She added that she did not like the party, and they argued about it on the way home. Oh, this sounds familiar. This maniac said, come on, let's go to the swinger party because I'm a dope and I don't know how to treat a woman. So you come with me because I'm caveman, you bitch. This is how they think. They're dopes. Once they arrived home, Trask got on top of her in the bed and then grabbed the side of her head and smashed it several times on the nightstand. She attempted to grab his beard to free herself. This guy's got a ZZ Top beard. He began to choke her around the neck and throat with both hands. He thought he was at the FBI Christmas party. She ultimately grabbed Trask's testicles. Oh, he has some? He works for the FBI. She ultimately grabbed Trask's testicles, but found out he didn't have any. When she grabbed his testicles, that ended the altercation, the document notes. And Trask left the home and her vehicle. He went to find his balls. I'm on my way to Quantico. I think they're in a jar. Formaldehyde. Listen to this fucking maniac. This is the guy who set up the whole bullshit kidnap plot. They're trying to put 5-6 guys away for the rest of their lives, basically, based on this psycho alleged pervert's fucking testimony and law enforcement prowess. Trask was tracked down in a parking lot of a supermarket, and he refused to give a statement about the incident after he was read his Miranda rights. This dope has worked for the FBI since 2011, served as the FBI's public face in the Whitmer case. He's also testified in federal court about the investigation and about selling these other guys down the river. He's worked on cases involving espionage, terrorism, domestic extremism, investigations, and anything having to do without wearing pants, apparently. FBI's declined to comment. Aside from his FBI duties, assless chaps Trask opened a gym at his rural property and offers CrossFit training. He'd really work those muscles slamming a woman's head against a wall or a nightstand. I wonder if that's part of the cross training. Well, he works for the FBI. Cross training, cross dressing. J. Edgar Hoover. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. He's also got some kind of a Instagram thing going on. We talked about it yesterday. You know what's amazing? We did a lot of work, personally, my crew, when we were defense contractors. We did a lot of work for the FBI. Number three guy. You know, the second or third guy in the FBI calls you and says, I want you to work for me. You go to work, especially when you're in your 30s. You think you're helping your country, et cetera. Put some money in your pocket, help your country. Well, it became fairly clear to me, even though I wasn't an FBI agent. Apparently, I was smarter than they were. That's why you come to me in the first place. It became clear to me, working with other federal agents and talking to them, that something was amiss with Mr. Hansen. And so we had the FBI, we had our lawyers. I don't think I've ever talked about this. We've had our lawyers draft up paperwork, and I told Hansen, this guy was number three at the FBI at the time. This is right before his arrest for espionage. I said, if you guys want us to fucking work for you, I knew something was up. If you guys want us to work for you, you got to sign these documents. And the documents basically said, we had our lawyers draw up, said, I can't be prosecuted for anything we do for the FBI. Because, you know, you're always thinking, are these assholes trying to set us up or something? You know what I mean? This is back in 1999, 2000, etc. I was thinking that. 1998, are these fucking assholes trying to do me? Because they've done a lot of other people I knew and a lot of other federal agents and some contractors. So we had them draw paperwork to lawyers, and these dopes signed it. Said it can't be prosecuted. All their inquiries are official business, blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out they weren't official business. Hansen was running his own fucking operation, as we know. But anyway, one of the things that never really came out about Hansen was, and there's a lot of these FBI guys. Now, I'm not going to paint the entire bureau with a wide brush here, but you know, this theme has popped up a number of times. A lot of these FBI guys are all fucked up when it comes to sexual stuff, and they're perverts. I'm not saying all of them, a lot of them. Hansen was the guy. He recruited other FBI agents, including subordinates, to come over the house and have sex with his wife so he could watch. Now, a lot of guys didn't like that. They were uncomfortable with it. But some did. And when he ran out of people to do that, he would track down prostitutes, both male and female, to do the same thing. His poor wife's probably like, just like this woman, like, makes me uncomfortable. They take me to a swingers party. They get an argument. Oh, you'll like the fact that I'm a pervert? I'll bash your head in, bitch. So Hansen was He was crazy, and he was a religious zealot on top of that, so you can imagine. His wife probably said, I'm not comfortable with it, and he pulled out the fucking book of Exodus and told her, you better be comfortable, or there's going to be an Exodus here. It hit the highway, sister. So he was recruiting FBI agents, high-ranking ones, took him over to the house and have sex with his wife while he watched. It's a fucked up guy. And then, like I said, when he ran out of personnel, he was trying to locate certain male prostitutes and female prostitutes to do the same. That's where I got a little suspicious. When he says a couple times, hey, track down these Russian women for us, for the FBI. And we tracked them down, and we noticed, hey, wait, these women all seem to be professional ladies, so to speak, working girls from Russia. I said, what is this? What the fuck does the FBI want to do with high-class call girls from Washington, from the Beltway? Well, now we know what was going on. And my lawyer has said it to me. He's retired now. My intel lawyer said it to me 1,000 times. Thank God that you had them sign that. Now, I went up the ladder to some folks over Hansen's head and the government, and I said, there's fucking something going on with this guy. Because I thought, if this guy gets pinched for something, I'm not going down. So we were on to him. The FBI wasn't on to him. Or if they were, they covered it up. But, and my buddy Callahan, Dick Callahan, saved my ass. And I said, you got to get this. I'm going to give you some advice. You got to get some papers signed to protect yourself. So if something goes sideways and they come looking for scapegoats, they'll sweep you all up. If he gets pinched for doing something stupid, okay, they'll wrap the anchor around your head, and under you will go. Under the bus with him, you will go. Or you'll go under the bus, and he'll save his own skin, that kind of thing. So thank God for Callahan. God rest his soul. I don't even know what the hell would have happened, but someone's always been watching over us from upstairs, and time and time again, saved my ass so many different times. So we're grateful for that spiritual guardian angel. Wherever you are, whoever you are, thank God. But we see this theme playing over and over and over, and it's pervasive in the FBI. An agency built in the likeness of a guy who liked to dress up as a woman. J. Edgar Hoover, one of the most feared people in the history of D.C., in the history of the United States. I mean, talk about playing the game of dirt and digging dirt. This guy was a pioneer. But just, he liked to wear dresses and high heels and hang out with that crowd as well. Roy Cohn and all these people back in the day. But you have to wonder what the hell's going on in the FBI. Do you have these other weirdos that gravitate toward these agencies like this, and then they recruit based on other weirdos, and then they like to cut deals with guys like Epstein? He gets to get out of jail free card. He's trafficking women. Who knows what the hell else he's doing? Weapons, of course. Laundering money. Raping girls. Molesting girls. Sexually assaulting on a global basis. They cut deals with him. They protect him. Ghislaine Maxwell the same, and so many others. What the fuck is going on at this place? So, you know, when I read that about Trask today, I said, oh, that's strange. It's just like Hansen. Not a lot of people know that about Hansen, perhaps. Of course, the FBI and the CIA, since Hansen will also work with the CIA, they did a masterful job of covering up all the damage that Hansen had waged. And there's no doubt that he had undercover operatives, undercover agents on murdered. There's no doubt. Sold them out to the Russians, etc. for trinkets. This guy wasn't even slick enough to make a lot of money. We made almost as much money working for the FBI as he did in 25 years of selling the country out. Guy was not, of course, it was just a game to him. Right? He's a fucked up guy, but Why do all these fucked up guys end up in the FBI? That's a big question to ask. McCabe, all these guys, they're twisted. What about the culture allows the maniacs to rise and the good people to be marginalized, silenced, etc.? It's worth thinking about. Anyway, if you don't think that's interesting insight, I don't know what else I can tell you to wake you up. So there you have it. Before we get in a little deeper, I think Biden said tonight, too, that you should. I can't even. It's such like a mind riddle. It's hard to keep track of. If you've had the vaccine, the injections, as an adult, chances are you won't have to wear a mask. But they're thinking about mandatory mask. But you shouldn't have to wear a mask if you've had the jabs. He was asked, what about kids in school? The ones that get the jabs. Well, they probably should wear a mask. This is what you're dealing with. I'm paraphrasing, basically. And I'm also trying to translate what the hell he was talking about. I'm sure he doesn't even know what he was talking about. So it'll be hard to argue a counterpoint. It's mind-boggling. It's like, as a logical thinking, someone who prides themselves on common sense and deduction and all these things, it's hard to keep up with. Well, this is what happens when you have a president who's thinks he knows something about vaccinations because he's walked in on Hunter and his friends self-vaccinating. Hunter and his friends vaccinate every weekend. I see it. There's needles all over the house. Now let's open up the hermetically sealed news of the day and see what the Young Bucks have prepared for the old man. That's what it comes down to. We haven't looked at this yet. It said, don't do it, don't do it. There's some good stuff in there. You're going to like it. I said, all right, well, take it easy. Talk about your stuff first. Your little stories, they always say.